in our outdoor living hour, talking farm fresh commodities. Candy is our highlight for this week that's published in our home maintenance calendar. We've got dairy treats today from Kapreme Dairy, along with, I had to write this down, Greg, Gary, and Gerald.
Yes.
The Kapreme Dream Team. Y'all published a stat last week, Julie, that I thought was quite fascinating. There are over 19,000 farms in Arizona. That didn't surprise me, but that 60% came from these three counties. I would not have picked any of those three. I'd have said Maricopa, Pinal, Pima. That's where you see a lot of it. And I don't know, has the housing development changed that, or has it always been Apache, Coconino, and Navajo that have led the farm?
Well, here's my theory. Before 2007, the Ag Census did not count the subsistence farms on the tribal lands. So once they started counting that, and that actually more than doubled our farm numbers, and so we now have an opportunity to count those farms on the tribal lands, which is awesome because it's a cultural thing that we should be proud of. We have the largest number of Native American tribes in Arizona. I think it's 23, 24. And the Navajo and the Hopi tribes are generating most of those subsistence farm numbers that finally the Ag Census USDA has finally counted. So that's why you see those numbers, and that's why it comes out so large. And it should, because we talk about generational farming all the time. And by the way, several of our tribal families and also large tribe farms are members of Arizona Farm Bureau. We talk about generational farming all the time. Well, if you go to the Hopi and the Navajo, you're talking 8, 10, 12, maybe even 15 generations farming. So it's pretty cool to be able to identify that. And that's why you see those numbers.
And we highlight them here the first Saturday of every month, along with a guest, a Farm Bureau member. Today we've got Kapreme Dream Team. And what am I eating here?
Dark chocolate gelato.
And it is so good.
Very good. And how did you guys, did you bring this down from the dairy this morning?
Oh, yes.
How'd you keep it? You have like an old ice cream truck that's, or just a really good cooler?
A good cooler.
We have a Ford Transit that is a refrigerator truck that we got from Thermo King.
Branded.
Branded with all of our stores.
So you'll see us on the road.
And it rolled in. It rolled into the parking lot, and I knew immediately it was Kapreme.
And is there like little music that plays as you guys are driving down? Like you hear it in neighborhoods when the ice cream guy is
We'd be mobbed.
No, but we do have a theme song on our website.
All right. Well, we know what our intro music's going to be for the next commercial break. Some other candy stores throughout Arizona. We've got Sweet Candy of Arizona and Chandler.
And most of these were rated as being some of our top candy stores. And the other reason I like to highlight them, especially like Soretta Candy Company, and they've been in the Valley for 40 years. They use a lot of our, you know, farm products. If you have ever gone to Green Valley Pecan, by the way, they have candied pecans. Soretta's using their pecans in their candy if they have nuts in their candy. So a lot of the ingredients from some of these candy shops is from our farmers and ranchers.
Soretta's a great place right on Glendale Avenue, just as Old Town Glendale is starting, south side of the road. You walk in there, and it's like walking into the closest thing you can imagine is the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory.
Oh, it's so neat. And the tours, you can schedule tours for groups.
Sedona Fudge Company in Sedona. You've got Sweet Shop and Nut House in Flagstaff. Old Town Candy and Toys in Scottsdale. And that's just five of them. We'll read off the other five in another break. And it's something that you don't think about all of. The ingredients that go into it, like you said, come from
some of our farmers, like our pistachios, our pecans, some of our other ingredients. And the fun thing, too, by the way, most of the farms that you can visit, and by the way, we have a new feature on Fill Your Plate. You can search for farms that you literally can go on and visit. Like we all probably know of Schneff Farms. There's also Mortimer Family Farms up north. Well, a lot of their stores, they might be making their farm store on the farm might be making fresh fudge and stuff like that. So in farm and ranch country, we all have sweet tooths.
And it's a very unique industry. A carpenter, in a day, you could sink 1,000 nails building a house. You know, you do that for a couple years. You know, you add up those and the perfection of your swing and your trade. A farmer, if you're growing an annual crop, you have, what, maybe 50, 70, maybe, you know, if you started from a young age as a generational farmer, you only have a very small amount of harvest compared to, you know, somebody that other industries where you're doing a more repetitions in that a day. Mm-hmm.
So true. But what we like to say in farm and ranch country is that we've become, just like the guys that we're seeing here in the studio, we've become very good at taking care and doing very well, benchmarking there with what we do, whether that's raising crops or raising animals. And growing crops, rather, or raising animals.
And you guys keep saying the word gelato. Is that something that's specific to goat milk, or could you have a cow gelato?
Oh, you can have cow gelato.
Yeah, it's traditionally made that way.
Ice cream with finer ingredients and less air.
Less fat.
And less fat.
Mm-hmm. A really full profile, flavorful perhaps.
But fine ingredients.
But yes. The benefit to it being goat is somebody that's lactose intolerant, they could still enjoy this and not have the reaction from cow dairy.
Exactly.
Self-included.
Yes.